One of the perks that comes with being on the faculty of Marshall University is you can often get free tickets to some sporting events. I had managed to get a free pass to a baseball game and thought I could take the whole family out. Sarah decided, though, that she and Corona would spend some time shopping for more school clothes, so it was just Perseus and I.
Papa, why is that man carrying a stick?
That's called a bat, Perseus. He's going to try and hit the ball with it.
Why?
Because if he hits it, then he can get on base.
Why?
Well, you see those three white squares out on the field? Those are bases. Now, if a runner can touch those three bases and then get home, our team gets a point.
Why?
Because those are the rules.
Oh. Did that guy throw the ball?
Yes, he did, Perseus.
Then why did that other guy call it a strike?
Well, there are two meanings to the word ball. One is the baseball itself, and the other is when you miss the strike zone.
Strike two!
Why didn't they get mad now?
Well, the batter swung. When the batter swings and misses the ball, that's a strike.
Why?
Because those are the rules.
Oh. He hit the ball!
That's right, Perseus. He just hit a home run.
Why?
Well, if you hit the ball really well and it flies way back past the fence there, it's called a home run. And you can go all around the bases and your team gets a point.
Is that the rules?
Yes, those are the rules. I spent most of that game explaining things to Perseus. He seemed especially confused when the team switched sides and suddenly everything the crowd cheered for before, they booed. I eventually was able to get him to understand that most of the people in the stands wanted only one team to win. Well, that day changed my son. He asked me to take him to another baseball game, then another. Eventually, I took him to four more. He seemed fascinated by the game. He would turn on the TV to find them. I'm home!
Papa!
Perseus! I got you something.
What'd you get me? What'd you get me?
Well, first, I got you an official Marshall University Thundering Herd baseball cap, just like the ones they wear at the game.
Oh, wow!
And then I got you this.
A bat and ball! Thank you, Papa. Can I go play with it now?
Sure, but don't leave the backyard. And don't play too long. It's almost dinner time.
Thank you, Papa. I'm going to practice, practice, and practice.
Little cub in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little cub doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball, he is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest that there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down, swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. He makes no excuses, he shows no fear. He just closes his eyes and listens to the cheers. Little cub, he adjusts his hat, picks up his ball, stares at his bat. says I am the greatest when the game is on the line. And he gives his all one last time. And the ball goes up and the moon's so bright, swings his bat with all his might. The world's as still can be, the baseball falls. And that's strike three. Now it's supper time, and his mama calls. Little Cub starts home with his bat and ball. Says, I am the greatest, that is a fact. But even I didn't know that I could pitch like that. Says, I am the greatest, that is understood. But even I didn't know that I could pitch that